Every day is one day closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for the redeemed. Every day is one day closer to the coming of the Antichrist and the terrible plagues of the Great Tribulation. Every day is one day closer to the horrific battle of Armageddon. One day closer. If we are reading the scriptures and the signs correctly, the world is in a countdown mode. Very, very dark times are approaching rapidly, and many confessing the name of Christ shall depart from the faith. There is a famine for the Word of God, and in the ranks of the Christian church, biblical partializers control the global dialogue. But be advised that God never changes, and His Word cannot be broken. Have you been born again? John 3:3 reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Would you like to have all your sins and your shame expunged from your record as though you never committed them? Would you like to have peace and purpose bigger than your life? God said, man said, has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6, Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God said, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, Psalms 14, verse 1, The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Man said, according to William Provine, in Progress in Evolution and Meaning in Life, Modern science directly implies that the world is organized strictly in accordance with deterministic principles or chance. There are no purposive principles whatsoever in nature. There are no gods and no designing forces that are rationally detectable. Now the record. Simply pure chance? This is part 7 in the It Is Just Pure Chance, God Said, Man Said series. Can you trust the Word of God found in the majority text authorized King James Version of Holy Writ? Is this the place to live your life? Are His promises yea and amen? Of course, the answers are yes, yes, and yes. The following paragraphs are taken from the lead feature in this series. Amazing truths authored by God in His Holy Bible, written thousands of years before the world's scientific community began to understand, are proof of the supernatural nature of Holy Writ. Nearly equally as amazing, or should I say they are conversely one and the same, is that Satan, for over 6,000 years, has harnessed the world's brightest carnal minds to challenge and malign, but they have failed consistently and without exception. Be of good cheer, Christians. Your faith is secure. Carnaldom's abject failure will never turn into success. Truth will remain truth. Another amazing thing to consider is that when confronted with perplexing contradiction to their anti-God positions, they will write it off as coincidence or pure chance without displaying the faintest blush. The absurdity of their position only elucidates the Lord's word in John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, when Jesus says, And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. In this feature, we will highlight a short string of issues that befuddle and that are relegated to coincidence, just pure chance. We also will list the God Said, Man Said feature or two after each issue for your perusal. It is just a coincidence that ancient non-biblical historians and non-biblical civilizations record a first man and a first woman, even to the fall, the serpent, and the forbidden fruit. Just a coincidence. It's just pure chance that the Bible reports that God created everything we see in 6 literal days and rested on the seventh. It's just by chance that here He established the 7-day week and the 7-day biological cycle. This is revealed in his commandment to observe the 7 days of unleavened bread and the 7-day cycle of biblical disease diagnosis. Now science knows this law and refers to it as the circadian cycle. It is demonstrated in the heavens and the earth, as well as plants, humans, bacteria, etc. The French and the Russians were obviously unaware of this ruling law of creation. The following excerpt is from the God Said, Man Said feature, The Revelation of Seven. In 1792, the socialists of France and their rebellion against the 7-day cyclical pattern of life instituted a new calendar with a 10-day week. It created total confusion and was abandoned 14 years later. In 1929, the communist leadership of Russia, in an effort to destroy any attachment to the Bible, instituted a 5-day week, which ended up in the trash can just 3 years later. End of quote. Just chance. It's just a coincidence that the oft-maligned biblical account of Noah's Ark records in Genesis chapter 6, 14 through 16, "Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." And it's just a coincidence that we find the following in Dr. Snelling's book, Earth's Catastrophic Past, and it reads, "In a more recent study, model tests were performed using 1/50th scale models of 3 possible hull forms for the Ark in a large towing tank at the Korea Research Institute of Ships and Engineering in Daejeon, South Korea, with a wave-generating system in order to validate a theoretical analysis of the seaworthiness of the Ark. It was found that the center of gravity is the most important parameter that determines the safety of the ship, and that the behavior of a ship at sea depends mainly on the wave height, wave direction, and ship speed. However, because the ark was designed to just drift, the effect of speed would be negligible. 12 other hull forms were analyzed and tested along with the ark's hull form, and when the American Bureau of Shipping's rule for safety classification was applied to all these hull forms, it was found that the ark was 13 times more stable than the standard for safety required by the ABS rule. According to all criteria, the net result was that the ark had superior safety compared to other hull forms." End of quote. It's just pure chance that the Word of God declares that there were giants upon the earth and that archaeology and paleontology now confirm it. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 11 records, "For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits, the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man." 9 cubits, using the 22-inch cubit, puts the giant's bedstead at 16.5 feet. Using the 18-inch cubit, it would be 13.5 feet. It's just chance. The archaeologists have recently discovered a 14-foot bedstead in Amman, the modern capital of Jordan. Researchers believe it is the fabled bed of Og. Just chance. It's just a coincidence that God commanded Abraham in Genesis 17, 10 through 14, "This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant." It's just a coincidence that women whose male partners were uncircumcised and had high-risk sexual behavior were 200 to 500% more likely to develop cervical cancer. It's just chance that thousands of years ago God commanded man to meditate upon Him and His Word, and that today's science is just beginning to discover its colossal benefits. Meditation is now a recognized medical modality. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." It's just pure chance that meditation enhances physical and emotional health. Meditation generates peacefulness, social awareness, and compassion. It also slows the aging process. Meditation creates 10% to 20% improvement in memory recall, concentration, and verbal fluency. It effectively treats hypertension, cardiac arrhythmia, chronic pain, PMS, insomnia, anxiety, depression, hostility, infertility, etc. Just pure chance. It's just a coincidence that when the prophet Daniel prophesied of the very real and coming doomsday, he wrote in chapter 12, verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Knowledge shall be increased. According to Derek D. Sola Price, who studied the volume and growth of scientific literature, he writes this: "Out of every 8 scientists who have ever been alive, 7 are alive today." He also claimed that science doubles in knowledge every 10 to 15 years. Sounds dramatic, doesn't it? But his calculations were made during the 1960s, before the true advent of the computer and digital age, etc. In 1999, Jochen Schumer, in the article titled "Coping with the Growth of Chemical Knowledge," said, "This year's chemist will publish 100 times as many papers that in 1901 when Van 't Hoff received the first chemistry Nobel Prize," end of quote. The amount of chemical information today is estimated to be over 1,000 times what it was just 150 years ago. Keeping up with it on a wide scale has become impossible. According to UC Berkeley School of Information Management and Systems, print, film, magnetic, and optical storage media produced about 5 exabytes of new information in 2002. 92% of the new information was stored on magnetic media, mostly in hard disks. How big is 5 exabytes? If digitized, the 19 million books and other print collections in the Library of Congress would contain about 10 terabytes of information. 5 exabytes of information is equivalent in size to the information contained in 500,000 new libraries, the size of Congress's print collection, end of quote. The people at Berkeley estimate that the amount of new information stored on paper, film, magnetic, and optical media has doubled in the past 3 years. The skepticism will soon end. King Jesus is preparing to return. Click on the Further with Jesus and make your peace with God. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." God said, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God said, Psalms 14, verse 1, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Man said, according to William Provine in Progress and Evolution and Meaning in Life, "Modern science directly implies that the world is organized strictly in accordance with deterministic principles or chance. There is no purpose of principles whatsoever in nature. There are no gods and no designing forces that are rationally detectable." Now you have the record.